There was a moment when all the lines blurred. The way it sometimes happens in reality and in imagination. Daniel sat facing the black screen, alone in his room. But something inside him felt as though he was standing at the gate of another world, a place where thoughts become possibilities and ideas, even the wildest ones, can be given life. The feeling was very similar to what he'd felt in childhood, that everything was possible, if only he managed to imagine and want strongly enough. At that moment, there was no difference between what he saw in his mind's eye and what he saw on the screen. Imagination and reality merged and became the same primal raw material from which his new world was destined to be built. With the excitement and the tension, he took a deep breath, felt everything he had been through along the way, the frustrations, the hopes, the dreams, and let them flow out through his fingers to the keyboard. Now, as everything truly begins, Daniel understood that he wasn't only programming a game, he was creating a reality. Daniel was born into an ordinary family in a warm, modest home in a quiet suburb. Five people in the family, a father who worked in high tech, a mother who was a teacher, and two older sisters who tease and love in turns. He was the youngest, always curious, always with eyes opened wide to the world. Daniel's childhood took place in an era when the world had already wrapped itself in technology. Screens on every corner, social networks connecting everyone, digital games that were for him like gates to new worlds. From the first day he remembered himself, he always wanted to know how things worked. He didn't just play, he observed, investigated, broke, assembled, asked questions. Why does this game look like this? What makes the character move? What will happen if I press here? And what will happen if I try to flip the game?